6. And now we're back to news stories. Emergency responders are DCAA charity for 2026. The Devon County Agricultural Association, DCAA, has to announce that Basics Devon has been appointed as its charity of the year. Basics Devon are specialist volunteers delivering emergency pre-hospital care and vital life-saving education. They support communities across Devon with advanced medical treatment around the clock before patients reach hospital. Comprising highly trained volunteer medics, Basic Devon responds to some of the most serious medical emergencies, supporting the Southwestern Ambulance Service NHS Foundation Trust. This year so far, the team has responded swiftly to 361 emergencies, 120 of them at night, arriving first on scene in 40% of incidents. Each year, the Devon County Agricultural Association selects one charity to support for a full year. Out of its several bids received, the final decision is made by the president-elect. This year, John Lee, OBE, cast the deciding vote. John said, "Basics Devon is doing such incredible work across the county of Devon, helping save lives, in particular in rural communities. I am delighted their outstanding work has just been recognised with the King's Award for Voluntary Service, a fitting tribute to their commitment and dedication, and an accolade also bestowed upon the Devon County Agricultural Association with the Queen's Award back in 2018. We are looking forward to a truly productive partnership in 2026.
Formula One Tech hoping to Zoom Southwest train Wi-Fi. Formula One technology has been embraced as part of a trial to improve Wi-Fi on the Southwest trains. A proof of concept trial is now underway on one GWR Intercity Express train serving the region through to Devon and Cornwall. The two-month trial uses technology used by McLaren race cars and sits atop the train carriage to pick up signals from 5G masts and low Earth orbit satellites to ensure uninterrupted Wi-Fi. Councillor Andrew Ledbetter, Conservative Wearside and Topsham, had asked what was being done to improve Wi-Fi on trains. When I was chairman of the Peninsula Rail Task Force, it was a common comment that even if journeys took some time, as long as the Wi-Fi worked, it wasn't too bad, as you could work on the train, he said. This now seems to be problematic. So what work is ongoing with the train operators to improve the situation? Councillor Jackie Hodgson, Green Party Totnes and Dartington, the Cabinet Member for Climate Change, outlined the trial that is underway on one train. She said it had been made possible through £300,000 of funding from the Peninsula Transport Sub-National Transport Body, alongside GWR, Network Rail, Hitachi Trains and Motion Applied. The trial kicked off 2 weeks ago and was launched in Paddington Station, London, where the operators and system designers also attended, Councillor Hodgson said. The technology is like a pizza box on top of the train, and it can pick up signals from mobile phone masts and satellite systems, and has been designed for McLaren racing cars. It's only on one train, so there is a random chance it will be on the train you're on, but it is on services down to Cornwall, and we will need more funding to implement it long term if the trial goes well, which it seems to be doing at the moment. In a written statement on the trial, Councillor Hodgson added, "The government has committed funding to enhance mobile connections on all Great British Railway operated trains by 2030. This trial, which runs until January, will hopefully provide the evidence to support the Department for Transport in developing a procurement and delivery strategy for enhanced Wi-Fi on the GWR intercity network. Following the trial, there will be a procurement phase until May 2026 and a delivery phase from June 2026 onwards."
Festive shoppers urged to check toys before buying. Trading Standards is reminding shoppers to stay vigilant when buying toys for children this festive season. With rising costs and the lure of bargain deals online, parents and carers may be tempted to opt for cheaper options, but these could come with hidden dangers, says Heart of the Southwest Trading Standards Service. The service is warning that toys purchased from non-UK suppliers or unverified websites may not meet safety standards. If an offer looks too good to be true, it probably is, said Ben Newell, Trading Standards Team Manager. Always check that toys carry a CE or UKCA mark, which shows they've been tested against strict safety regulations. Avoid products without these marks and make sure you know who you're buying from, Ben added. The advice comes as part of a short film produced by the service highlighting key safety checks for parents. These include: look for CE or UKCA marks on toys, follow age guidance on packaging, never give toys intended for older children to those under three, inspect toys before wrapping, check for loose stitching, small detachable parts, and secure battery compartments. Keep magnets and plastic packaging away from small children. The film also reminds shoppers that if they buy online and are unhappy with what arrives, they should usually be entitled to a full refund. Councillor Simon Clist, Devon County Council's Cabinet member responsible for trading standards, said Christmas should be a time of joy, not worry. By taking a few simple precautions, families can ensure their gifts are safe and avoid unnecessary risks. We want everyone to have a happy and safe festive season. Keep safe, buy safe, and have a very Merry Christmas.
Popular panto coming to Newton Abbot Church. A popular pantomime will again be returning to the stage of a Newton Abbot Church this coming February. The Avenue Church is staging its popular event in the new year following a triumphant return in 2025 after a five-year hiatus. February 25 show, Up Hills and Down Dale, is a one-act pantomime written by Ken Dainton and directed by Debbie Weeble. The format was altered, a shorter show without an interval and pre-recorded backing music in place of live musicians. And now Ken has penned the sequel, Fairy Mary Flies Again, with most of the original cast, along with some notable additions, treading the boards in February 2026. The dates are as follows: Thursday, February the 12th at 7:30, Friday, February the 13th at 7:30, and Saturday, February the 15th at 5 p.m. Tickets are £7. And the church office number is 01626 360 400.